This is so squishy and squashy and mushy. Hi, I love how this feels in my hands. It's just a lump of clay, but when you wrap your fingers around it, something wonderful happens. The warmth of your hand relaxes the clay, and as it softens, it gets more flexible and elastic. You can mold it into any shape you want. Watch this. I'll just roll it into a ball, and then I'll flatten it. Now, work a little up here, and then scrunch a little down there, and pinch and smoosh a little there, flatten out a little down there, and hey, I made a face. But look, with some finishing touches, you can even add a personality. There. I don't know how anyone can resist playing with clay. You just can't keep your hands off of it. And the magic of clay is that it turns you into an instant artist.
A bowl of fruit because I like fruit, and I just thought of fruit and then it popped out in my head.
I like working with clay because it's soft and mushy and you can create whatever you want out of it.
You just have an idea and you just get a piece of clay and just mold it.
When it's so soft, you can turn it into anything.
This is a hot dog, and its name is TT the hot dog.
He's
a wacky sword. It's powerful and it's sharp.
I like working with clay because it was sort of squashy.
I'm an artist.
This is FX Snyder.
This is a cupcake with a bite taken out of it.
This is my hot dog, and it even has ketchup and mustard on it. And I'm gonna eat it!
Every clay creation starts with an idea, something that inspires you. And here's our inspiration, the piggy in the puddle. It's a funny little story about a little piggy who gets into a heap of trouble over a puddle of mud. And today, we're going to tell this story with clay. Now, turning a book into a clay story or a clay animation requires real talent and skill. And we've got two people here who've got plenty of that. Hi, Becky. Hi, Cody.
Hi, LeVar.
Hi, LeVar.
You guys, this is absolutely incredible. The detail in these characters is amazing. It's like the characters in the book are jumping right off the page.
Thanks. Well, we tried to give each character
its own unique look and characteristics. So here's Piggy playing in the puddle. She's a troublemaker. Here's their family. Each one wants to get her out of the puddle. Here's Brother. He's a goofy guy, so we made him especially fat, and we pinched his cheeks.
And here's little Piggy herself. She's pretty stubborn and willful, but she's still a little kid, so we gave her this cute little baby bonnet.
Mm-hmm. But now, where's Papa Piggy? I don't see the patriarch of this pig pen.
Well, we haven't made him yet. We were actually waiting for you.
Ah, great.
Dad.
Cody, he looks great. We'll just put his hat on, all right? And you know, it's so cool because he really does move. So, where do we go from here?
Well, it's off to Becky for the background.
Okay, now that the characters are finished, we'll turn this mud puddle into a three-dimensional background.
Let's get started. How are we gonna make this puddle?
Well, we have to have a place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look in the book, the puddle's sort of in the middle of this grassy field here.
Right.
So we cut a piece of wood. Now, it doesn't look like grass yet, but it will after you and I work on it in a little while.
Alrighty.
First, though, I made this drawing that's the shape of the puddle, and I'm going to trace this onto the wood. And then we're going to glue some rope around it, and that's going to help keep the clay in.
Okay.
So I'm first going to trace around this. This is a special kind of glue that'll hold the rope on real well so that when we put the clay inside here, it'll stay in place. Well, I think we're finished with this.
So this is our outline for the puddle, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. What do we do now?
Well, I have a special job for you. I need you to cut the grass. It looks great. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, I think we're ready now to glue everything together.
Okay.
While you've been doing that, I made some hills that we're going to put back here, and we'll glue your grass on, and we'll have a nice three-dimensional background.
Okay.
So let's start.
Let's do
okay.
that. Yeah.
By putting just a little bit of glue on these tufts of grass, they'll stick behind our hills here and look like a hillside.
And now we...
I'm gonna put this plaster on it so that it doesn't look like paper. We want it to look like clay.
Okay. Ooh, I like the way this feels.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a different consistency than the clay.
Right, I guess it's smoother.
Yes.
And colder.
Right.
But it still feels good.
Yeah.
We should just try to get both sides of the tufts of grass so that they'll be nice and stiff when this dries.
Okay.
So now we can coat this whole thing with green, so it really looks like grass.
Now this is getting exciting because it's actually beginning to look like the picture in the book.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
This is going to be good.
It sure is, LeVar, but not to eat.
This may look like chocolate pudding, but it's actually going to be the mud in Piggy's puddle.
I think it's ready.
Yes.
So we should pour it out.
Let's do.
Just be careful because it's really hot.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
It's going to take just a little while for this clay to cool off before we can use it.
Our piggies are gonna love this. But pigs aren't the only ones who love to play in mud. I know of some people who can't seem to get enough of it.
The perfect recipe for a mud puddle. First, you start with huge truckloads of dirt.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter what kind of dirt you use. Any kind will do. Now, call in the bulldozers. Keep the sides in and straighten. Now we're ready for the final ingredient, water. Scoop it up and stir it all together. Bet you'd like to know what this is all about. It's a puddle for mud racing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena. Inching up is number 44. And he's on. It's a fabulous run for number 44.
Becky, this clay is cool now.
Great. Let's put it in the puddle.
All right.
The idea is just take a little bit at a time and squish it down in between the rope that we glued before.
Okay. Just press it onto the...
Yeah, try to make it kind of flat, but we can leave some lumps in it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. We just want to blend all our little pieces together so that it looks like one puddle.
What do you mean?
Well, if you just take your finger and kind of go over the little gaps, this clay is amazing. It
wow, look at that.
It blends really easily.
So it's all one piece now.
Right, exactly.
Ah.
Feels kind of like mud, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it certainly looks like it. Here's where it really starts looking like the picture in the book, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, we are making here a muddy, muddy muddle.
Yep.
And now for the finishing touch. Here's a little trick of the trade. Watch what happens when we pour just a little baby oil on top. Rub it in.
What do you think?
It really begins to look like mud. Look at that.
It feels like mud too, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. This is great.
So this is enough to spread over the whole puddle.
Okay.
Because it only takes a little.
Just a little here, huh?
Yep. I think we're done.
All right. Well, we've set the stage to tell a great story, but it won't come to life until we put it under the camera.
Okay, LeVar. We move the characters and take a picture. Move the characters and take another picture. That's animation.
Okay, clear the frame. Taking the shot.
And moving the characters again.
And clear. Taking the shot. It takes an enormous amount of time and patience to film an animation. Every single moment of the story you're telling has to be carefully planned and carried out. And in the end, when it all comes together, the results are amazing and a whole lot of fun.
The piggy in the puddle. Words by Charlotte Pomerantz. Pictures by James Marshall. Read by Tova Felchew. See the piggy, see the puddle, see the muddy little puddle, see the piggy in the middle of the muddy little puddle. See her doddle, see her diddle, in the muddy, muddy middle. See her waddle, plump and little, in the very merry middle. See her daddy,
fuddy-duddy, fuddy-duddy, fuddy-duddy. Don't you get all muddy, 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 muddy. You are much too plump and little to be in the muddy middle. Muddy squishy, muddy squashy, muddy's oh so squishy squashy. What you need is lots of soap.
Squishy, squashy, squishy, squashy. Nope.
See her mommy. Fiddle, faddle, fiddle, faddle, fiddle, faddle. Get out of there, skedaddle, daddle, 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 daddle. You are much too plump and little to be in the muddy middle. Mud is mushy, mud is squishy, mud is oh so mushy, squishy. What you need is lots of soap.
Mushy, squishy, mushy, squishy. Nope.
See her brother, Silly Billy, Silly Billy, Silly Billy. Do not waddle willy-nilly, willy-nilly, willy-nilly. You are much too plump and little to be in the muddy middle. Mud is oofy, mud is poofy, mud is ugh, so oofy poofy. What you need is lots of soap.
Oofy poofy, oofy poofy.
Nope. Now they all stood in a huddle right beside the muddy puddle, and they looked into the puddle. What a muddy, muddy muddle! There was Piggy, plump and little, in the very merry middle. She was waddling, she was paddling, she was diving way down dairy. She was wiggling, she was giggling. She was very, very merry. Little Piggy, you have made me very mad.
Little Piggy, you have made me very sad.
Little Piggy, you are very, very bad.
Squishy, squashy, mushy, squishy, very bad.
Dear, oh dear, what's a mother pig to do? She thought and thought and thought and thought, and then, of course, she knew. She said, I bet my feet get wet, and jumped in too. See two piggies in the puddle, in the muddy little puddle. See the piggy and her mummy in the muddy little puddle.
Me, oh my, what's a father pig to do?
He thought and thought and thought and thought, and then, of course, he knew. He said,
I bet my tail gets wet.
And jumped in too. See three piggies in the puddle, in the muddy little puddle. See Mommy, Daddy, Piggy in the muddy little puddle.
Boo-hoo-hoo, whatever shall I do?
He thought, but not for very long, because, of course, he knew. He held his nose and yelled, "Here goes!" and jumped in too. See four piggies in the puddle, in the muddy little puddle. See the piggies in the middle of the muddy little puddle. See them diddle big and little in the very merry middle.
Mud is squishy, mud is oh so squishy, squashy.
Mud is mushy, mud is oh so mushy, squishy.
Mud is oofy, mud is oh so oofy poofy.
Squishy, squashy, mushy, squishy, oofy poofy. Indeed, I think we need some soap.
But the other piggies answered,
"Oofy poofy, no."
So they all dove way down Derry and were very, very merry.
Piggy made quite a messy muddle with her muddy little puddle. So if our little ditty made you really giddy, then try another story where mud gets all the glory. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Have you ever wondered what your house is made of? It's probably made of brick, wood, cement, maybe some plaster. But wouldn't it be incredible to live in a house made of earth, water, and straw? Well, this house is made of mud. The family in this story lives in a very unique house. It's made from Mother Earth. It's a beautiful house that's round, like the earth, the moon, and the sun. The most exciting thing about this mud house is that its backyard is the desert. The friends that come to visit this family are mostly animals, like mice, birds, and butterflies. Isn't it nice to see people sharing their home with animals? Now, if you think about it, it'd be kind of fun living in a house made of mud. Take it from me, Brent Boyce, on a scale of 1 to 10, this book rates a 9.9. Well, nothing's perfect.
You know, I never thought that a whole book could be written about two hippopotamuses and their love for mud. But I guess I was wrong. It's all here in this book called The Hippopotamus Song. It's a goofy story about a boy hippopotamus and a girl hippopotamus and their friends. The boy hippopotamus loves that mud. The girl hippopotamus is on the top of the hill fixing her hair. Can you see her? Mud, mud, glorious mud. That's what the boy hippopotamus sings. And as he does, the girl hippopotamus comes to greet him. They have a lot of fun and splash around in the cool, squishy mud. I'm Erica, and this is a sweet and silly story. I'm sure glad I don't have to roll around in the mud to cool off. I'll leave that to the hippopotamus.
Hi, my name is Jillian, and the name of this book is Oink. It's about a couple of baby pigs who run away from their mother while she is sleeping, and they get themselves into trouble. Usually, the baby pigs follow their mother wherever she goes. But one time, while the mommy pig was sleeping, the little pigs snuck out and jumped into an apple tree, and they got stuck in the branches. Then the mother pig wakes up and finds out that her little pigs aren't with her. So she comes to their rescue. What I think is kind of neat is that the pictures are black and white, except the pigs. They're pink. I think this book is special because it only has one word, oink, and you can understand it by looking at the pictures.
There's something about a lump of clay that makes you want to pick it up and shape it. With a pinch here and a twist there, you can give form to any idea. In fact, you might say that your fingers do the talking. So when you want to say something, say it with clay.
I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Piggy in the Puddle, words by Charlotte Pomerantz, pictures by James Marshall, published by Macmillan Publishing Company. This House is Made of Mud by Ken Buchanan, illustrated by Libba Tracy, published by Northland Publishing Company. The Hippopotamus Song, A Muddy Love Story by Michael Flanders and Donald Swan, illustrated by Nadine Bernard Westcott, published by Joy Street, Little Brown and Company. Oink by Arthur Geisert, published by Houghton Mifflin Company.